Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories this Friday morning. Wipro Limited has appointed Thierry Delaporte as the Chief Executive Officer and Managing Director of the company effective July 6, 2020. Notably, Abidali Nimuchwala will relinquish his position as CEO and MD on June 1st. Till Delaporte joins the company, Rishad Premji will oversee the company's operations. Until recently, Thierry Delaporte was the Chief Operating Officer of Capgemini Group and a member of its Group Executive Board. In what will come as welcome news to many, one of the biggest tech giants of the world, Google, is reportedly mulling an investment in Vodafone's India business. Over the last few months, the telecom operator has been struggling with mounting losses that now run into thousands of crores. The central government has removed restrictions on export of active pharmaceutical ingredients for paracetamol, which is used in COVID-19 treatment with immediate effect. In a notification on Thursday, the Directorate General of Foreign Trade said it has further amended its policy to remove restriction on export of paracetamol APIs, making it export-free with immediate effect. The Supreme Court on Thursday directed that the migrant workers can't be charged travel fare either by train or bus. The Apex Court also said that the railways has to provide trains to the states as and when asked for the same. When a migrant worker wishes to go to a state, no state can say that we will not take you, it said. Indian Railways has taken the decision to extend the advance reservation period from 30 days to 120 days for its special Rajdhani trains as well as the Mail Express trains that will commence services June 1st onwards. What it essentially means is that the passengers will be able to book train tickets up to 4 months in advance. Days after Twitter added fact check to two of US President Donald Trump's tweets, calling them potentially misleading, the latter has signed an executive order about social media platforms. The order is aimed at limiting the broad legal protections enjoyed by social media companies. Trump says he is signing this order to protect and uphold free speech and rights of the American people. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Have a great weekend.